From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Trade tensions between the U.S. and Canada are pushing Canadians to buy Canadian, well, more Canadian. But as Emma Jacobs reports, first they have to figure out what is actually made in Canada.
For 17-year-old Tyler Campbell, the idea began at a family barbecue, when he started talking with his dad and uncle about the tariffs in the news.
We realized we wanted to buy more Canadian products, but we weren't really sure how to.
They couldn't find a good list of products made in Canada online, so they decided to create one. Tyler pulls up their website, madeinca.ca, on his phone.
So, you know, you've got Dare, I think they make
cookies, I believe.
Cookies, yeah.
That's Tyler's father chiming in, Travis Campbell. Their site now lists more than 250 companies, and Travis says he hopes Canadians will search here for alternatives to U.S. imports.
If we could focus more on spending our money on Canadian products, then I think it'd help support jobs here and maybe help us weather the trade war a little bit.
Tyler first posted the site on Reddit in July and began getting product submissions and interview requests from Canadian media. By the end of the month, the site had 160,000 visits. The Canadian polling firm Nanos found 70%+ of Canadians would consider boycotting American products in the event of a full-out trade war. David Soberman is a professor of marketing at the Rotman School of Management at the University of Toronto.
What you have in Canada is people feeling as if the Americans are mistreating us, punishing us for no reason.
But he says that will only motivate a fraction of consumers to actually change their buying habits. And many Canadian companies are reliant on U.S. sales. Take Gerhard Latkes. His company, Crofters, is on the Made in Canada website. It makes organic jams.
In the majority of our market is in the U.S. It's a 10 times larger market.
Latke doesn't think that the Canadian tariffs are going to produce winners. Certainly not Canadian consumers. So far, the protective measures put in place by Canada are expected to add $12.7 billion a year to the costs of imported U.S. goods. In Toronto, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.